America. For those of you listening around the world, if you're listening in the Middle East, for example, you may not find it such a great day, and I'll tell you why that may be the case in just a matter of moments here. The latest on what's going on in the world, plus conversation about things that mean things to you. The Doug Gooday program with Rich and Kenny, Roberta, Jennifer, and me, Dudley. It was supposed to rhyme, did it? And me, Dudley.
And me, Dudley.
And me, Dudley.
All right. So the U.S. has killed four Al-Qaeda members in Yemen today.
And also, like a couple million more to go. We're all set.
Well, right. But it's not that so much as the fallout. And this is why there is so much antagonism toward America. And, you know, you've heard over the last four, five, 6 days how a lot of embassies in the Middle East have been closed. And the reason they've been closed is because Al-Qaeda is stirring up the locals. And that's because we're going after Al-Qaeda. It's a vicious circle. Where does it end? When so many innocent people are killed, that becomes fodder for all these people like Zahar, or how do we pronounce it? Al-Zahari.
Al-Zahari.
Can I ask you a question from
deputies.
What you just said?
Yes.
Do you think it is because we're going after them? You think that we're doing it because they feel provoked, or that they're attacking us because we are provoking them?
No, I'm not sure.
Because you just said they're going they're going after us because
well,
we're
the
going
Al-Qaeda,
after them.
Well, the Al-Qaeda, it is a vicious cycle. The rumor is, and by the way, every time they start a rumor, it's only to get us all worked up, and it never amounts to anything anyway. It's just
their
way.
They sit back and they're like, right. What should we leak now on our private lines to get them to
stir
chase
them
their tails?
Right. And it's
but
an easy it's
it
an
could
easy
be real,
cast.
So you have to take the threat seriously.
Exactly. That's the whole point
but they
here.
They could be sitting back drinking beer and giggling, too.
Most of the time, these things don't amount to anything. But what I'm saying is the point here is that with another drone strike that kills four bad Al-Qaeda guys, there are 40 innocents they get wiped out with them. And so each time this happens,
not
the Al-Qaeda leadership, most of the time, Richie,
no.
The Al-Qaeda leadership stirs the pot and say, look at those dirty Americans, they're killing all those innocent people. They're saying in Arabic, but
they try to catch these guys in a car crossing the desert most of the time, more in their compound or something like that. But every now and then, you got one in the corner of Main Street.
Most of them take out.
Not naive. I watch the news.
Well, of course, there's nothing on the news that's wrong.
Oh, and your inside information comes from where?
I'm looking at an AP story. That's the only place that I have any information other than, I didn't suggest it. I'm just throwing that at you because you like to.
I know.
And I'm just going. back at you.
Your point is certainly taken that there are innocent people that are killed, and it cranks things up, and then it gets people to want to join the resistance.
Right. That's all. That's
and
all
it absolutely is a fact.
I think
yes.
We have no business being in the Middle East, period. I didn't think we had any business in Iraq. We don't have any business in Afghanistan. We have no business being there. Nothing is gained.
I've always said that if we stop buying their oil, they'll be chucking rocks at each
other.
Yeah. And if we could get and buy the oil out of the Gulf Coast and Canada and North Dakota and
that's going to come big
natural
stuff
gas.
North Dakota.
We got so much. We got more natural gas here than anywhere else in the world.
You've been listening to Roberta, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, she does have. She's got more natural gas than anybody.
All right.
Pipe her.
There are. Aww. Did you know that this year
warm at night.
As youngsters go into, actually, this is from the top down, the new helmets that are being used by football players, both professionally, college, high school, anybody who buys a new label, turn it around and look on the back of it and see what it says.
As a disclaimer?
It is amazingly blunt. It says, quote,
your kid will be
no helmet system can protect you from serious brain and or neck injuries, including paralysis or death. To avoid these risks, do not engage in the sport of football.
Yep.
That's what the new helmets all say on them, because the helmet makers are getting sued up the yazooga for the reasons that we've been discussing here for how long have I been on this toot? A couple of years, at least. It was one of the main reasons that I got off the board of trustees at Heidelberg, because they didn't want to get.
Well, they get it.
Yeah, they don't want to get it.
They just don't want to turn away from the money that comes with it.
Yeah, nor does any other college, and certainly nor does the... I saw something the other day. Did we talk about this on the air, Jennifer? The prediction was football would be gone in 10 or 12 years.
I don't think we talked about that on the air.
Anybody else see that? 10 or 12 years, but it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sadly, so is baseball.
Really? Well, why baseball?
Because of the I work with the kids. I mean, my son is 9 years old. He's been playing baseball since he was five.
Yeah.
And the coaches make comments. Do you know why we practice hitting kids? Because it's fun, and so you won't go play lacrosse. Yeah. Lacrosse is the fastest growing
lacrosse and
kids
soccer
sport.
Yeah.
And
lacrosse.
Soccer. Yeah. Baseball, I mean, it's, you know, we still get a good turnout, but it's, you don't get the turnout like you do in lacrosse. It's big time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so something else that was...
So there's no going to... At college age, there's going to be few baseball players in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Yep. Okay, so there you go. A couple of things for you to chew on, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program and our info and opinions. Coming up in the next half hour, the Fit Studio. We'll visit the Fit Studio. Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person. Yahoo! What is it? What's the Marine? Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha! Yeah, she'd make a good Marine, actually. She's a good drill sergeant.
She's tough.
She is that and beyond that. So anyway, we'll get into the exercise mode. Maybe talk a little about some of these enhancement drugs that seem to be on everybody's mind because of the A-Rod thing. How do you do that sort of thing? Is it intelligent to do that sort of thing?
I want to ask her about these five-hour energy drinks, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I think those are evil.
Yeah, and they're trying to pass them off as there's one
like
out there now.
Drink.
There's one out there now that says, oh, the other ones has all these bad things in it, but ours is good.
Yeah, and everybody's got them now, even the soda companies.
Yeah.
I just saw Mountain Dew has an energy drink. It was advertised in the paper.
As well as you're talking about health,
yeah.
I saw a picture over the weekend of Valerie Harper. You remember?
She's working. She took a job.
She's getting ready to start a new show.
I love her.
They told her she'd be dead in 3 months, and that was six months ago, and she looks great.
And they're still telling her she'll be dead in 3 months.
Right.
She still has inoperable brain cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? God love her. All right. Anyway, 14 past the hour. Health is on our mind here on Good Day.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Early morning talk that isn't stupid. The Doug Stephan Show.
Yes. Here we are doing what we tell you we won't do, and that's be stupid. We will not be stupid. We will be smart. We are
a little
smart.
Silly every now and then.
Yeah, right. Nothing wrong with being
not
silly.
Stupid, but
yeah, there's nothing silly about being stupid or stupid about being silly. Just the way it is. Doug and Jennifer, Richie and Kenny and Roberta. So you're the expert on television.
I am.
And cable, because that's your business outside of being here on Good Day. So CBS says it remains, I love this, ready to negotiate with Time Warner. What does this mean for all those people who are signed up with Time Warner Cable, other than they're dealing with a bunch of curves?
No more Matlock.
It's a big bunch of nothing is what it means right now. I mean, they're still at a standoff.
But understand how much money we're talking about. These people, I don't think people understand how much money is at stake in fees and ad revenue.
Right. Well, CBS is asking Time Warner for a healthy bump in what they were paying for.
$400,000 a day, right?
For the service. But what's interesting here is that Time Warner customers in New York, Los Angeles, and Dallas are not receiving CBS, and I sure haven't, as a Time Warner customer, gotten a discount in my bill for losing both CBS and Showtime, which I pay for, by the way. They haven't refunded any of that money to me.
Sounds like a lawyer ought to be hanging around.
Can't you just write your check for $14 less a month?
You could, but you're going to get in trouble. I mean, they're not issuing any discounts, so they would still eventually shut your service off. Now, what Time Warner has proposed yesterday, since negotiations are kind of shut down at this point, CBS wrote an open letter to Les Moonves, who's the head of CBS, and said, hey, we'd like to offer
CBS wrote a letter to
themselves. Oh, I'm sorry. Time Warner wrote a letter to CBS, sorry.
Yeah.
It said, hey, you know, why don't we think about an a la carte option? So what that means, and this is actually the future, in my opinion, of where cable is going to go, they want to offer CBS as an a la carte. So if you want to get CBS, you can pay X amount of dollars more per month to get CBS. Now, here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting any discount on your cable bill now, and you're just going to have to pay $4 or $5 or $7 or $10 more for CBS.
How many
the future of cable is?
But there is
the internet.
No future.
The internet.
Right.
I was listening yesterday, Google Chromecast, I think it's called.
Yeah.
They've only got a couple of things on there. It's kind of like Apple TV, but they only have a couple of options right now. But they are working hard to build content.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple TV, that's their next big thing. Apple is a television service.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be coming out with it. And these things, the Google Chromecast, it's not the portal into your television. It's just the remote.
Right.
You actually plug this little thing into your television so you can go
It's like a Roku box, essentially. But, you know, most of the cable systems that are very smart, like Cox Cable or like Cablevision, they're actually planning. In fact, the CEO, Jim Dolan of Cablevision, yesterday said, look, we're prepared to just shut down our cable service and become a broadband provider.
Right.
So there's a lot of cable operators that are forward-thinking, since they already have those deals with the broadcast networks and the cable networks, to provide you with that service.
Yeah. All right. A sad moment. John Palmer, who most people remember from NBC News, longtime news anchor of the Today Show, died yesterday.
Yeah.
He was only 77, but you'd recognize, you saw his, Google his name, John
Absolutely
Palmer.
Absolutely.
You'd recognize him. 21 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This list of songs, Jennifer.
All right, so we're going to go through the top five songs from this week in 1983 as Dudley becomes the disc jockey.
Doug Williams here on FM 105.7. The hits and the flatters that matter on FM 105.
The number five song this week in 1983.
I remember that stuff. I get goosebumps when I say that stuff because it was so silly then. It sounds even sillier now.
Anyway, that was what we were supposed to do, Richie. As jocks, we were on top
puke it up, baby.
Of the musical world. Yes, Irene Cara and Flashdance. What a feeling from the movie of the same name, right? Wasn't that from Flashdance?
You sound a little bit like Bela Lugosi there. Yeah, you need to liven it up a little bit.
I'm practicing for my Dream Big America role later on today. Anyway, okay, so we are going through the top five songs. This week, 1983 brings us number five, Irene Cara's Flashdance. Number four belongs to the British group Duran Duran. Is There Something I Should Know? Who remembers this song? Kenny?
Sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Wasn't one of their big hits.
Wasn't one of the monster hits, but it was a big hit.
It made it. Yeah, it made it around. So they were number four with this. I think that's as high as they got with this song. We're working our way to number one, says Casey Kasem. That brings us to number three, Donna Summer. From Boston, Massachusetts.
You gotta practice with those.
Richie's got his new toys, and he's screwing up a little bit with them.
This is live now. This is live.
All over this. Live radio at its best. Donna Summer. She works hard.
I like this.
Hard for the money. Crank it up, Richie. Silly.
I feel like putting in shoulder pads and making my hair big.
Shoulder pads? Oh. I want some leg warmers.
I forgot about shoulder pads. That's it. Nowadays, a lot of women don't need it. All right.
They don't need them because their shoulders are so stressed. Men all the time, Doug.
Oh, nice, Ralph. Jennifer, really cool. All right. Even those who don't have that much to deal with think that they're confounded by sometimes just little itsy-bitsy things. They become big things. Everybody's got their own mind and wrap around stuff. So, let's see. Number two.
That's
a tribute to CHR Radio. Number two this week belongs to Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. I'm actually daring you to mess this up with something, Richie. I just want you to crank it up and leave it at that. I always liked married to Hayes Stewart for a while. Interesting couple. They were at Uri's wedding. Quite a couple of characters. And the outfits they were wearing. I'm going to tell this story. I think I haven't embellished upon it as much, but I know I've made reference before to Uri Geller got married. He said he renewed his vows, but I know he'd never married his wife. And so he did, and a lot of celebrities were there.
I think he kept that a secret.
Yeah, right. Right. Anyway, the essence of Dave Stewart, he was there sitting next to David Frost. I was behind him. He had on a red plaid suit. I mean, red plaid.
I lent it to him. He
and
said,
those
hey, Rich,
big glasses like Elton,
suit.
Those big Elton John sunglasses. Yeah, that was what he was wearing. All right, so let's get to number one. That's a great, great song by a great group. The Police were number one during this week in 1983. Every breath you take, every step you take, I'll be watching you, I'll be loving you.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Decipher communication here between myself and members of my staff. Sometimes it's easier than others. 33 and change after the hour. Speaking of members of my staff, although Andrea, I can't claim any of these people are actually mine.
You can't claim us.
I can claim you.
Would you want to?
Yeah, in some ways, yes. Performing as you do. Yeah. Ben Kessler, Roberta Passanelli.
Right.
I hope that comes back around someday soon. A man returns home from a day, from a business trip a day early. After midnight en route home, he asks the cabbie if he would be a witness. The man suspects his wife is having an affair and he wants to catch her in the act. So he pays the cabbie $100.
Mm-hmm.
Quietly arrives at home. The husband, the cabbie, tiptoe into the bedroom. Husband switches on the lights, yanks the blanket back, and there's his wife with another man.
Uh-oh.
Husband puts a gun to this man's head. The wife shouts, "Don't do it! I lied when I told you I inherited money. He paid for the Corvette. He paid for our new cabin cruiser. He paid for your season Pittsburgh Steelers tickets. He paid for our house in the lake. He paid for our country club membership. He pays the monthly dues." Shaking his head from side to side, the husband lowers the gun, looks over the cabbie and says, "What would you do?" Cabbie replies, "I'd cover his butt with that blanket before he catches cold." All right, issue time.
Oh.
Richie, it is
very nice, Rich.
New toys. All right, boys with their toys. So, from yesterday's The View, I thought Jennifer would be especially interested in this, but everybody is, because the actress involved in the conversation is Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm.
And she, at a meeting promoting a new show on Sunday, had some really interesting things to say about NBC.
Doesn't love them.
So the ladies of The View discussed this.
Is that where her show was, that show that got canceled?
Yeah, Harry's Law.
Harry's
really
Law.
Good.
It was a good show.
A good
yeah,
show.
It was. All right, so this is a discussion of that and ad habits and that sort of thing, which I thought you'd all find interesting. It would be the time to start it now.
Says that her former show, Harry's Law, was averaging 7 to 11 million viewers a week, but that the network canceled the show because the audience was considered too old. Now, we've talked about this before. Explain what this means. Now,
well, they feel that if you're 18 to 49 is the group that they want. They're the ones they want to watch. The minute you hit 49, you're dead to them.
Right.
So, and because the reason behind it is they feel that when you're younger, you make choices that you wouldn't make when you're older. For instance, when you're like 25, you'll say, you know, I think I'll do Mentadent or maybe I'll do Colgate. And they'll change around. 49, no, only Mentadent for the rest of my life. That's what they believe. And so you're more malleable to the advertiser. That's basically what's behind it.
And when you're in that older demographic, they also feel the advertisers. They're selling washing machines, but you're not buying them because you already have a washer.
Right.
You have a car in your driveway. So you will sit there and skip through those commercials.
Ooh, 18.
But 18-year-olds bug their parents to buy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Most 18-year-olds, A, are not watching television. I mean, if we're going to talk about it, you know, they're not watching television the traditional way.
That's on the computer now.
They're doing it a whole different way.
Yeah.
So
that's right. The 25 to 54, like that real coveted.
The second most coveted. Crazy. I'm sorry. I just think people who can watch a show might be able to afford things that you might be wanting to sell. And the idea
or
that you would just
target that audience, right? Target that particular audience.
These people who are, I mean, why dismiss you? Why dismiss you? Why dismiss me?
Yeah, let me ask you something.
Very true.
Yes. Why would they ever produce that show in the first place? Do they think they're going to get 18-year-olds to watch Harry's Law with
Kathy Bates? You've hit the nail on the head. That's the folly of this. That show was aimed for a mature audience. It had mature themes.
Right.
And it was the people that were acting in it were mature actors that people who are that age know. Kathy Bates is 70 years old, for God's sake.
Well, we all know CBS tried this
and
with the Matt Lock and with the
they did very well
Van Dyke.
Murder, She Wrote
yeah. And the Dick Van Dyke Show. I mean,
but it was a different era, though.
They ran that, what, for 15 years?
Long time. Yeah, all those shows ran a long time.
And it did well.
When you had three networks and that was it, your choices were limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's a whole different era.
Yeah, it's a whole different era. But it is interesting to understand how advertising habits are sort of watched and what people are doing to get at this. Advertising is very much the lifeblood of America. Is advertising. If there isn't advertising, people aren't going to know where products are, what they are, how the services work. Mm-hmm. And that's why we can build a program like this around advertising. I don't charge. There's only one show in the country now that charges money in addition to having commercials on it, and that's Limbaugh's. And that's going to go. That model is quickly eroding into Never Never Land because people are just not going to pay it anymore because there's other stuff around. So it's pretty interesting to note what the reality is when it comes to television anyway. But, Richie, you sent me a memo called The Tip of the Morning.
Hmm.
And do you remember you sent it to me?
Yeah, I basically do. Read it back to me so I can get exactly what it is. But it's great for. I have a sales background. You have a sales background. Jen,
right.
Roberta, we all have sales backgrounds.
Right.
And it talks about the confidence that you need to exude when picking up that phone or when walking into that
people
sales
pick
call.
Up on your insecurity.
Or, but in terms of this program or any good radio program, we all have to sound like we mean it.
Right.
Like we know to a point, even if we don't know. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that I don't always know what I'm talking about, but I sound like I know what I'm talking
really?
About.
Now I can't remember why I sent it to you. There was a thought in there that I liked. So if you have it handy.
Dress the part, record your voice.
Ah, that was it.
What? What we hear is not what other people hear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we always talk about when we hear ourselves back on tape, when we're used to it now.
And it makes sense.
So
long.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're just like, I mean, you know.
Is that really me?
Yeah. And so you need to do that. When you are, you know, going out for your first sales job or you're going in for a job interview, talk to yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch in the mirror. Practice in the mirror.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Record it on your iPhone or your...
You talking to me? No one
droid.
Else here.
Exactly.
You talking to me?
Yeah. And then play it back and see what it sounds like. And if you don't like it, do it again.
Change it.
Yep.
But confidence. Really, you got to walk in there with that bravado, man.
Here's somebody in a moment who has as much confidence as any woman I have met in a long time, who's an independent entrepreneur, business lady, in charge of fitness for hundreds, if not thousands of people that watch her television stuff and actually get trained by her. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person and performer, will be here in a moment on Good Day to get us fit. Ooh-ha, hoorah.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. Now, I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitled The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school. Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year. Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer.
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
Here's a lady that has lots of videos. You can go to her website, AndreaMetcalf.com, or NakedFitness.com, or you can be friends with her on FitStudio.com. So, Andrea, as we exercise, the focus on what Alex Rodriguez and others who are taking these drugs has become, the focus has become sordid and distorted, in a sense. I was talking to a medical doctor earlier this morning who said, for the most part, these things that are natural or homeopathic, first of all, are not drugs, per se. They may have the same end result as taking steroids, only it takes a little longer to get there. So I wonder, when you're exercising with men, you're training men and women who want to be bigger, stronger, better looking, whatever it is that it takes. And I'm guessing that you probably haven't, because I mean, I haven't seen all of your body, but what I've seen looks like, she dresses appropriately when she's working out, and I've seen her in...
I've seen her YouTube videos.
Matter of fact, I think the first time we met, we went into a restaurant, and you had on your capris. We were walking around New York, right? Don't I remember that? I had Charlotte with me.
Yeah, I come from the segment.
Yeah. Anyway, the things that would be described as performance-enhancing don't necessarily have to be drugs, right?
Correct. You know, I think what's interesting about this going around is, first of all, let me just say that I think it's crazy. I do think the 211-game extension, Weber, is a little bit obscene because he's never been convicted of it, whereas the other players have had multiple offenses against it. Secondly, there's a lot of high protein content over-the-counter supplements, like a human growth hormone enhancement that help your body stimulate its own human growth hormone.
Right.
It could be along the lines of what he's doing. Or there's using your own blood, centrifuging it, and doing plasma-rich platelets or stem cells into different muscle groups, you know, like some of the other pro players have done. That's not a steroid, but it makes your own body stronger. So it's really interesting to find out what he actually was doing with the clinic. Was it a high protein complex? Was it using his own, you know, stem cells or his own plasma-rich platelets to increase healing time? Because remember, he has had a couple of different surgeries. So that's what I believe, that's what I find that's really fascinating. And I don't feel, you know, like you should just take who wants to take a reprimand when they don't believe that what they did was wrong or that they did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to find out what he actually was doing. As far as my clients, a lot of them are always asking, what protein powder should I be taking? What should I be doing right after my workout? And those things can help muscle recovery, can speed results. But really, it still comes down to really great nutrition and a disciplined workout program.
All right. So do you take these drugs, whether they're natural or not, scratch drugs, the performance-enhancing whatever substances, after you work out or before you work? You just said after you work out. I wonder if that's always the rule.
It's not always the rule. I mean, certainly just even a small cup of espresso before you go and work out can enhance your performance, believe it or not.
Really?
Just that little shot of caffeine, which you'll see a lot of thermogenic drinks, ones that increase your heart rate a little bit for, they'll say, higher calorie burn, or rather will happen more after burn. But post-workout, you should always try, especially if your workouts are more than 60 minutes, try and do some type of protein-carbohydrate combination. Before, it should be more carbohydrate, just a little bit of protein. But really, those are the things that your body needs from the cellular processes that happen when you work out.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who does marathons and long-distance swims, and he's been doing the night before one of his competitions, he will put a glass of water with a tablespoon of chia seeds in it. And then overnight, the chia seeds kind of become gelatinous. They expand, and he drinks it in the morning. And he's like, man, let me tell you something. That is a power shot like I've never had.
Really?
And he says, it gets me pumping for the day.
Chia seeds.
Well, yeah.
Our new thing.
Yes, our new thing.
That is an excellent, easy thing to do at home. Very low cost when you think about it compared to some of the other pre-fixed beverages on the market. And chia seeds are really high in protein and other phytonutrients that probably do give them a boost. Absolutely. Mm.
That's very interesting. Chia seeds. I haven't heard that one before.
Very popular.
So, AndreaMetcalf.com, NakedFitness.com, FitStudio.com. Now, you'll want to check out all the things Andrea's involved with, and you can become her friend if you play it right on Facebook.com/AndreaMetcalf.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Girls by Madonna from the movie of the same name, which debuted during this week in 1987, as we work toward some important information from the world of videos and movies. The man who's responsible for the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with us. What do you remember about this movie, Who's That Girl, Chucker?
I remember the weekend it came out, but I don't have much fond memory for it. I never liked Madonna or Michelle, to be honest with you. Right.
She made friends with the lion.
She did.
Or tiger.
In this movie?
Yes. Oh, my.
And I always felt that she ruined Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty. I just thought.
Wow. She ruined Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
Forget Dick Tracy. I think there was a little. Speaking of training the tiger, boys, yeah. Whips. Sit, boy. All right, so let's get to our movie contest before we get to movie news. Chuck has that for us. We have a movie that was number one during this week in 1973. Kenny, how long has it been since we used this? I'm trying to remember back to...
Probably a year or two.
Bits and pieces. All right, so anyway, time flies.
This is going to be one of Chuck's favorites, then. That's his,
yeah, this
that's
is,
his genre.
This
will
be very easy
movies.
For Chuck. First clue, and most people will have it. It depends on, to go back to the discussion we were having earlier about demographics. I'm betting maybe Jennifer will be 50-50 on this one.
Okay.
With the first clue. All right, go ahead, Richie.
We're finally getting out of this turkey town, and now you want to crawl back into your cell, right? You want to end up like John. You just can't stay 17 forever.
One of the biggest action stars of all time, right? His movie, I don't think it was a movie debut, but it was pretty close to it. 888-302-3684. You know what this movie is? You'll win a swell prize if you have not ever won before on Movie Moments. We try to police that as well as we can. Give everybody a shot. Here's the second clue.
I have a guess.
Rock and roll has been going downhill ever since Buddy Holly died.
Got it.
All right. That certainly gets it. Chucker, you know it, right?
I know it, yeah.
All right. Jennifer, you know it?
No.
All right. Last clue, Richie.
Do you drive a white T-Bird?
Yeah. I saw the clip of her driving through in the white T-Bird the other day, and man, what a punch in the face of reality that is. She still looks great.
Yeah,
but just to see her that young and see Harrison Ford that young, oh my goodness.
888-302-3684 is the number. Figure out what the movie is, and you'll be A-okay with us. Chucker, who is always A-okay with us, brings us up to date with some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Chucker. We're in need of some important movie news. How can you help us?
Here's a good one, Doug. According to reports, Warner Brothers will look for an actor in his mid-40s to take on the role of Bruce Wayne Batman in their Batman vs. Superman movie, which is scheduled in theaters in 2015. One name being mentioned, Josh Brolin. I think he'd be a solid choice.
Yeah.
I want to see Christian Bale come back, but according to reports, he doesn't want to do it. I'll throw one name in the ring. How about Liv Schreiber, who's currently the star of Showtime's Ray Donovan? I think he'd make a solid Batman. I like him as an actor. He's doing some really good work on that show.
He was a bad guy in a movie recently. Wasn't he in a movie with Brad Pitt's, where'd she go in my mind? She was
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. She hung him over the railing and got him
Salt,
right? That was it. Yeah, right. He was a bad guy. All right, anyway, keep going.
One other bit of movie news. Christopher McQuarrie, who directed Tom Cruise and Jack Reacher, will direct Cruise once again and also write the fifth Mission Impossible movie, which should begin filming sometime in the next year. And filming on Transformers 4 currently underway. Mark Wahlberg is a star of that.
Two movies opened on this date in 1999. The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis.
Oh, great flick.
That was a good one.
And the Thomas Crown Affair remake with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. Both good movies, I thought.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, let's see if we can find out what the name of this movie is. Matthew's in Lebanon, Minnesota. What's the name of the movie, Matthew?
The Outsiders.
I don't think so. Jerry is in upstate New York. What do you think it is, Jerry? Jerry.
Yes.
What's the name of the movie?
American Graffiti.
Yes, sir. That is exactly it. He sounds like he could have started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.